no other radio station like this. This is
The Bank of Zambia has announced that all odd banknotes will cease to be legal tender on April 1st, 2026. Civil Society Elections Integrity Forum Zambia has commended all political parties for conducting peaceful and non-violent campaigns in the run-up to the Chawama by-election scheduled for tomorrow. And in international news, at least 28 people have been killed after a construction crane fell on top of a moving train carriage at around 9 hours local time.
977 News.
Thank you for joining us. You are listening to the 977 Evening News with the news in detail. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. The Bank of Zambia has announced that all odd banknotes will cease to be legal tender on April 1st, 2026. Bank of Zambia Assistant Director of Communications, Besnat Mwanza, says the cash exchange period for odd notes will officially end on March 31st, 2026. Mwanza says the move follows the introduction of a new currency family on March 3rd, 2025, consisting of 6 banknotes and 6 coins that have been circulating alongside the odd currency. She says the one-year exchange window was provided for under the Bank of Zambia Withdrawal and Exchange of Currency Regulations 2025, issued through Statutory Instrument No. 9 of 2025.
977 News.
In other news, Senior Chief Mwamba of the Bemba speaking people has criticized the current system used to pay farmers, describing it as slow and burdensome. Chief Mwamba says under the current system, it is taking up to 3 hours for a single farmer to be served at the bank, a delay he attributes to the excessive paperwork involved. According to the traditional leader, some farmers were issued as many as 60 receipts, all of which must be individually verified by bank staff, further compounding their delays. Meanwhile, Chief Mwamba also bemoaned lack of development in the chiefdom, disclosing that no road infrastructure has been improved or constructed. The chief has since urged opposition leaders to avoid fueling division as the country approaches this year's general election.
977 News.
And in more news, the Civil Society Elections Integrity Forum Zambia has commended all political parties for conducting peaceful and non-violent campaigns in the run-up to the Chawama by-election scheduled for tomorrow. Organization Chairperson Solomon Ngoma says the spirit of tolerance and respect for democratic values is a positive sign of maturity in Zambia's political culture and deserves recognition. And as the nation prepares for the general elections this year, Ngoma has urged all political parties participating in the Chawama by-elections that the same peaceful atmosphere continues throughout the polling process, the counting of ballots, and the announcement of results. He says elections are not only about competition but about strengthening the collective will of the people, and it is therefore essential that the process remains free from violence, intimidation, and disruption.
977 News.
In other news, peace, leadership, and conflict resolution scientist Tom Njovu has described the ongoing Chawama parliamentary by-election as a powerful demonstration of Zambia's democratic maturity, unity, and commitment to peace. Njovu has expressed satisfaction with the calm and respectful atmosphere that has characterized the campaigns. He has emphasized that Zambia's reputation as a beacon of peace on the African continent must be preserved, cautioning that political competition should never descend into physical confrontations or sow seeds of hatred and division. Njovu says the peaceful atmosphere in Chawama stands out as both refreshing and commendable. He has acknowledged the efforts of political leaders, campaign teams, and supporters for choosing peace over provocation, underscoring that leadership is not only about securing votes, but also about protecting national unity and social cohesion.
977 News.
Economist Kelvin Chisanga observes that the year 2026 will be a defining moment for Africa as several countries prepare to hold key elections. Chisanga notes that the elections come at a time when the continent is navigating economic recovery, structural reforms, and growing calls for accountable leadership. He highlights that countries such as Uganda, Benin, Ethiopia, Algeria, Zambia, and South Africa are among those expected to go to the polls. Chisanga emphasizes that these nations represent a significant share of Africa's population, natural resources, and economic potential. The Economist has warned that election periods often bring economic implications, including policy uncertainty, fiscal pressures, and market volatility. You're listening to the 977 Evening News. Coming up, business news.
Credible, accurate business news.
And in business news, government is seeking to attract Turkish investments that are key to Zambia's economic growth and diversification agenda. Finance and National Planning Minister Stomiko Msokotwane says the targeted sectors are vital drivers of national development and economic transformation. Dr. Msokotwane described Turkey's strong economic performance, noting that it ranks among Europe's most dynamic economies. He says Zambia aims to deepen sustainable investment partnerships in sectors of shared economic interests. Coming up next, international news.
The 977 International News.
And in international news, at least 28 people have been killed after a construction crane fell on top of a moving train carriage at around 9 hours local time. According to official reports and records, the train, which was carrying at least 195 people, have been traveling from Bangkok to a province in northeastern Thailand. The disaster left at least 80 people injured, the youngest just 1 year old. Coming up next, sports news.
977 Sports News.
And in sports news, Emma Raducanu claimed her first victory of the season as she completed a straight set win over Camila Osorio after their match at the Hobart International was suspended because of rain. The British 23-year-old had won the first set but trailed the Colombian 4-2 in the second when play ended early on Tuesday. However, she overturned that break deficit on her return on Wednesday and let out a roar of delight after securing a 6-3, 7-6, 7-2 win. Top seed Raducanu avoided having to play two matches on the same day after second round opponent Magdalena Frech withdrew with injury. Instead, the former US Open champion moves on to quarterfinal against Australian wildcard Taylor Preston on Thursday as she ramps up her Australian Open operations. That item brings us to the end of the news, but before we go, let's take a look at stories that made headlines.
977 News.
The Bank of Zambia has announced that all odd banknotes will cease to be legal tender on April 1st, 2026. Civil Society Elections Integrity Forum Zambia has commended all political parties for conducting peaceful and non-violent campaigns in the run-up to the Chawama by-election scheduled for tomorrow. And in international news, at least 28 people have been killed after a construction crane fell on top of a moving train carriage at around 9 hours local time. That is all we had for you this evening. Thank you for joining us. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. Good evening and God bless.
977 News. Let the City Closer be your guide to a stress-free evening. With its perfect blend of music and humor. Into the night with the City Closer. Your ultimate destination for chill vibes and witty banter.